After a weeks-long investigation, the CIA has concluded that the October murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside a Saudi consulate office in Turkey was directed by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Here's President Trump responding to the news.
It's a horrible thing that took place, the killing of a journalist, a very, very bad situation. Khashoggi, and somebody who's respected, it should never have happened.
But the Trump White House has been reluctant to point the finger at Saudi Arabia, an important ally. The president distanced himself from the CIA's conclusion, calling the news, quote, a very premature report. On Sunday night, Trump clarified his thinking in an interview with Fox News's Chris Wallace.
Well, will anybody really know? All right. Will anybody really know? But he did have certainly people that were reasonably close to him and close to him that were probably involved. You saw we put on very heavy sanctions, massive sanctions on a large group of people from Saudi Arabia. But at the same time, we do have an ally, and I want to stick with an ally that in many ways has been very good.
Here to walk us through these latest developments is Shane Harris, intelligence and national security reporter for The Washington Post. Shane, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you reported on Friday that the CIA determined that it was, in fact, Saudi Crown Prince who ordered the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Tell us about the significance of this news.
I think it's significant for two big reasons. One is that the Saudi government has claimed that the Crown Prince had nothing to do with Jamal Khashoggi's killing. Initially, of course, they claimed that Saudi Arabia had nothing to do with it, and their story changed over time. The second reason is that the White House has been looking for ways, I think, to avoid pinning this directly on Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince, or MBS, as he's sometimes called. So to hear that the CIA has reached this, as they call it, high confidence conclusion that the Crown Prince was involved really both cuts against the Saudi denials and puts the White House in a high pressure position to see how they're going to respond to this finding.
And I'd love if you could give us a sense of, we said earlier in the beginning that the President and the White House have been reluctant to point the finger at the Saudis. Does this increase the likelihood that they will?
I don't know, to be honest with you. Under normal circumstances, I would say yes, but in so many ways, this White House doesn't behave normally. The president, and we should say in the face of lots of other evidence, even before this point, has resisted saying that MBS is responsible, and you heard that resistance in the interview with Chris Wallace. The White House is saying now, or the president, I should say, is saying that there's going to be some kind of a report made public tomorrow, that's Tuesday, which will be the most definitive, is kind of how they're describing it. Whether that will get closer to laying the blame on the feet of the Crown Prince, we just don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
And I'm wondering what exactly is the, you know, what could come out of this now that the CIA has made this report? What additional information could we get from this President Trump report?
Well, it's possible that they could give more detail on precisely what the United States knows from its own analysis of intelligence that's been given to them from Turkey, which includes this audio recording that was clandestinely made inside the consulate that apparently records the moment that Khashoggi was killed. And it could reference some other forms of intelligence that the U.S. has. I don't expect that it will be terribly revealing in the sources and the methods of information, but it might try to give some reflection of where the U.S. government thinks this is right now. So far, we've been relying largely on the Turks and on Saudi Arabia to provide a version of events. And the U.S. really hasn't formally and publicly said, here's what we think happened.
Now, what, you know, given the fact that the U.S. hasn't come out and said that, what do they risk losing if they say that? Yeah, go ahead.
No, there's always a chance. I mean, you can lose sources and methods, but what they really risk losing if they come out and say that Mohammed bin Salman is responsible is you would have a major disruption in the U.S.-Saudi relationship, and then there would be a real question of, okay, if you think that MBS is responsible for this this crime, why do you go on having a relationship with Saudi Arabia when he's in charge? How do you sell them weapons? It would dramatically complicate an already complicated relationship because of this killing.
Shane Harris is an intelligence and National Security Reporter for The Washington Post. Shane, thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.